Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. Everyone likes a little praise now and then, and anglers, young or old, get it when they submit details of their catch to the Angler Recognition Program.
Everybody gets something. If it qualifies for no records or awards at all, you'll get an outstanding angler certificate, which is frameable. And all children get some type of pin that's an angler recognition pin that's of our logo.
Jody Gray oversees the program and says he especially wants to see kids getting involved.
I'm trying to encourage youth to get out there. A lot of kids will catch their first fish and maybe a 2 or 3 inch sunfish. And if they weigh that on certified scales, it will be a water body record in a lot of instances.
If you're going for a water body record, you will need a certified scale, but not if you're submitting your fish for a catch release total length record.
So that way you don't need to wait. You just need to take a picture of the fish next to a tape measure, then turn the fish loose and it'll be eligible for a state record or water body record. That opens all the bay systems up and that opens up all the reservoirs to possibilities of records for both adults and juniors.
Find everything you could possibly need to know about the Angler Recognition Program on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, the Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.